Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Big, big fight coming up this weekend. I'm excited for this one. Very rarely are heavyweight fights in the last, 5 to 8 years or so, has it jumped to the top of our consciousness like it is right now. We've talked to Tyson Fury only once we've had Tyson Fury. But Deontay Wilder, we've had a couple of times. Once was at the Super Bowl. Once was before the last time he fought Tyson Fury. And this one sounds exciting, really, really exciting. To help us break it down, Sean Porter, Fox Sports boxing analyst and two-time welterweight world champion, joins us now on the phone. Sean, thanks for hopping on. How you doing, man?
You got it, man. I'm doing great. Very excited. And wish you guys were here to experience this, man. It's amazing.
Yeah, this one sounds like it's getting the boxing world juiced up in a way for a heavyweight fight that hasn't felt this way in a long time. Maybe Wilder Fury 1 could have been this, but I don't think we had as much familiarity with Tyson Fury as we do now. What's the emotion like around this fight? Because it feels like boxing really needed something like this.
There's a lot going on for the world of boxing. I mean, first and foremost, let's start with two of the best, not just heavyweights, but boxers in the world are going up against each other. It's kind of rare in this day and age to see that. Then you move into the fact that they're both fighting for two different promotional companies, PBC and Top Rank, two different networks, ESPN and Fox. Yeah. I think right now everyone is seeing this merger as something that's going to grow and really just blossom throughout the sport of boxing and really help this sport get on the level that it's never been at.
Yeah, no, and I think that's important because, I mean, I'm of that age, I'm close to your age, Sean, where, like, boxing was a big deal. Like, when these big matches happened, you stopped. You paid attention. You wanted to see the outcome, and it faded a little bit. But it's starting to come back because of personalities like Deontay Wilder, who has a great and unbelievable story. Tyson Fury does as well. Now, I know you, just like a lot of people, watched the first one, and it ended in a draw. It was Fury's fight early, but Deontay Wilder has such finishing power. He put him on the canvas in the 12th round, and it ultimately ended in that draw. You think that was a fair outcome? Because I think some people don't think so, but if you actually go back and rewatch it, it probably was a fair outcome.
No, I do think it was a fair outcome. I thought it was the fairest outcome that could have happened that night. And even that's coming from someone who wanted to be unfair. I looked behind me to another boxer. I said, hey, if Deontay knocks him down in this round, if you're the ref, are you just going to wave it off? And he looked at me, he said, yeah, I'll just wave it up. Like, we are fans of the sport, but we are especially fans of our hometown or country champion,
yeah,
Deontay Wilder, to the point where, you know, even in me trying to cheat and, you know, in my own mind.
I hear you. Have a bias.
Once the ref didn't wave it off, I said, well, hey, we're looking at a draw. at the least, you know. And if anything, you know, Tyson Fury would have pulled out a very close decision. But I agree with the draw. I think that the draw was God's doing, and it set up something even bigger for both of those guys. I mean, you talked about their stories. Both of these men have amazing stories.
Yep.
And both of these men are amazing athletes and humans. And I tell you, you look at anything that they've done, whether it's in the ring or out of the ring, it's something that you can be inspired by and motivated by. So not only does the boxing world need this, but the world needs to see both of these guys go head-to-head tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if we lost Sean there, but we're talking to Sean Porter, who is a former welterweight world champion, and he's a Fox sports analyst now, talking about boxing here. I don't know if he is. Sean, are you still there?
Here?
Yeah, Sean. Yeah, Sean's still there. All right. Okay. So one of the things, Sean, that I think you talk about that bias. The first Wilder Fury, I obviously had that bias. We had talked to Deontay Wilder. I loved him. He was great. He had great energy. He could talk trash. He was fun. I just kind of dismissed. I just dismissed Tyson Fury. But Tyson Fury is big, man. He's 6'9". Yeah. He's huge.
Yeah. You dismissed Tyson Fury. You dismissed Tyson Fury because of his structure.
Yes.
Or his build.
That's right.
So to speak. And then once you look at Deontay Wilder, I mean, you put them next to each other and you just say there's no way. But, again, they're both blessed. Tyson Fury can move in the ring the way we haven't seen anyone move in the ring at that weight. In a very, very long time. I try to be very careful at using the name Muhammad Ali because it carries so much weight.
Yeah.
I'm not comparing Tyson Fury to Muhammad Ali, and I'm not saying he's anything like Muhammad Ali in terms of his and who he is as a fighter. But
yeah.
The dude, Tyson Fury, can skate around the ring. He can get in and get out. He can play with you, use the ropes if he needs to. I mean, he's got so much in the arsenal that, like you just said, the first time you just counted him out, and then you got a good taste of who Tyson Fury is. And guess what? Tyson Fury says, I'm not coming to this fight the same fighter. And he's done some things to really build up his muscle, and he's coming in the ring trying to knock out Deontay Wilder. I bought into the hype, man. I think Tyson Fury is going to go out there for a knockout, and I think we're going to have an exciting fight from beginning to end. And it could be an early night.
Yeah, no, this is going to be a fun one. Tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern. That's 7 p.m. What is that, Mountain? What is the time zone? I think it's 7 p.m. out in Las Vegas. So it's going to be 6 p.m. out in Las Vegas. It's going to be an unbelievable fight to watch. Two great champions going after each other. Now, let's talk real quickly, Sean, about what happens post this fight. Is it automatically a rematch? You know what I mean? Because we had to draw number one. One of these two guys is gonna lose, at least unless they draw again. But even if they do, that just makes the rematch even more so. Like, is there someone else that should be included in this heavyweight conversation post this fight, or are these guys going right at each other again? I know Anthony Joshua kind of dodged Wilder for a long time, but does he get back in this conversation?
You know, I'll be honest with you. I think the talks amongst the boxing world as well as the networks is trilogy. I think that this does have the making to be a trilogy. That's the talk that I'm hearing. And here's a scenario for you. This fight goes the distance. It's very action-packed, and one guy gets their hand raised. If the decision is justified, then I think we could definitely see a trilogy. Another scenario, Deontay Wilder comes out there, and Tyson Fury comes right at Deontay, and Deontay knocks him out in a round or two, you're saying, okay, Tyson Fury wasn't able to outbox Deontay Wilder to a victory, and then he wasn't able to knock out Deontay Wilder and got knocked out in the process of trying to knock out Deontay. I think then you kind of move out of this statement of a trilogy, at least not right away, and then you start to look at other fighters out there who may have an opportunity to post a great challenge for Deontay Wilder, and not just a great challenge, but a great fight for the world. And I think now we're talking about possibly Anthony Joshua.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. Sean Porter, Fox Sports boxing analyst, two-time welterweight champion of the world himself, joins us here on Teak and Tierney. Before we let you go, Sean, I don't want to make you handicap it, but I am going to make you handicap it. Who do you think comes out victorious in this one? Tyson Fury looks great right now. He lost a lot of weight. He looks very athletic, even though he's 6'9". Deontay Wilder is always jacked and ready to go. Who do you like in this one?
This one is just so hard for me to call. I love the way that the fight is shaping up and who it's and the way both of these guys are carrying themselves.
Yeah.
A lot of poise and a lot of confidence, and I love that. So you try to handicap me, but I'm not going to do it. I'm telling everyone out there who's listening right now, if you haven't heard about these guys, if you haven't heard about this fight, order the fight because you will not be disappointed. If you're not even a fight fan and you just want to see what's going on in the world, there's nothing else going on in the world more exciting or more pleasing than this fight that's going to come to everyone tomorrow night.
So yeah,
I just encourage everyone to enjoy it and be blessed and be amazed at what's going to happen tomorrow night. I can guarantee you that. I won't pick a winner, but I will guarantee that this will be one of the most exciting fights that we probably will ever see in our lifetime.
Knockout, draw, or decision? You got to at least give me that.
I'll give you that. I really do think knockout.
Knockout. Nice.
I'll tell you what, my heart wants 12 unbelievable rounds and then a knockout at the end.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Kind of like we almost saw in Tyson and Fury, Deontay Wilder won, but Fury got up. Sean, appreciate you, man. Thanks for hopping on. Enjoy the weekend out there in Las Vegas. It's going to be a hell of a fight. You're absolutely right. A lot of people need to tune in. I know I'm going to be. Thanks for hopping on with us for a little bit, Sean.
I appreciate your time, and I got to say hello to Tiki. I don't know if he was on, but I didn't.
Yeah, this is me. Okay. It's been me the whole time, Sean.
Oh, snap. Okay, it's been you the whole time. Well, hey, man, nice to talk to you.
Appreciate
you. Of course, I come from the football world as well, so big fan. You have a good one, all right?
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. Sean Porter, two-time welterweight champion of the world. He's working as a desk analyst this weekend for Fox Sports and also inside PBC Boxing on Fox and FS1. So he's got his hands full this weekend. It's going to be fun.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.